Welcome to Twist for the week of February 26th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today, we're covering a bill proposing to adopt a marketplace facilitator sales tax in Alaska, a Louisiana property tax development, and two corporate income tax determinations from New York and Wisconsin. Recently proposed Alaska House Bill 378 would adopt a new state-level tax called the Marketplace Facilitator Sales Tax. This 2% tax would be imposed on marketplace facilitators needing the over $100,000 of sales, 200 transactions into the state threshold. The bill would not require in-state sellers or remote sellers not using the facilities of a marketplace to collect the new tax. The revenues collected from the tax may be appropriated to fund a new organized retail theft fund. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry recently signed an executive order making changes to the industrial tax exemption program. The program allows certain qualifying manufacturing businesses, either new to Louisiana or already in the state, to receive an 80% property tax abatement for up to 10 years for new investments and capitalized additions. The governor's executive order removes the requirement that a business create jobs to receive the abatement and simplifies the application approval process. In the event there is a disagreement over the approval of an application between localities and the state, Governor Landry will make the final decision. An administrative law judge, or ALJ, for the New York Division of Tax Appeals recently concluded that a taxpayer engaged in viticulture, which is the cultivation of grapevines for the purpose of growing and producing grapes, was a qualified New York manufacturer for the tax years at issue. The dispute centered around whether the taxpayer used property in New York, which is a requirement for qualified New York manufacturer status, when it contracted with an unrelated land management contractor to perform the work at the New York vineyard in accordance with the taxpayer's objectives and requirements. For various reasons, the ALJ concluded the taxpayer was using property in New York despite not having any employees in the state. Finally, the Wisconsin Tax Appeals Commission recently concluded that the licensing of computer software to Wisconsin users by an out-of-state LLC was not a protected activity under Public Law 86272. As such, the commission concluded that the LLC and its individual owner were required to withhold and pay Wisconsin income tax on the income generated from licensing activities in Wisconsin. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.